The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open again to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, we want to continue looking as Paul warns the church concerning the responsibility of purity in their physical bodies. Find your place, and after a word of prayer, we'll get right into today's message. Father, Lord, we need you now. I pray for your help and strength, that we might expound the Word of God and encourage the people of God. Oh, that we would exhort them in these days to have a passion for purity. And Lord, in my own life, let there be a deep devotion to remain pure in my body and in my spirit for the Lord who has purchased me with his own precious blood. And it is now in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So we left off abruptly last week looking at verse number 12, and we get right back into the thought that Paul is defending the responsibility of the believers to remain pure in their physical bodies. He is combating that immoral philosophy of Corinth that anything and everything is lawful, no matter what it costs you. You are able to satisfy all the physical appetites without any thought of boundaries nor any thought of consequence. Paul says otherwise. God is concerned with how we live life in these physical bodies. He begins with the thought of living with principles. All Christians everywhere should live their lives based on principles of behavior that spring from truths of the Word of God that present us with truths to live by. Our lives should consist of principles that guide us and that guard us as we seek to please our blessed Lord. Paul enlarges that truth of Christian liberty later on in this epistle, and we find it here in capsule form. Now, the verse before us falls in that context of righteousness and unrighteousness, and conversion always leads to a righteous life, according to verses 9 through 11, and consecration before God always results in a righteous life. Therefore, before our liberty and behind our liberty, and I even say beside our liberty, on either hand, ought to be the blessed fruits of holiness and righteousness. Otherwise, liberty is not liberty, but license, which degenerates into sensuality, ends in slavery, and is no more liberty. Let it be known that Paul at once reveals what he has in mind here, for he says, meats for the belly, verse 13, and the belly for meats. He is certainly not labeling fornication as a lawful thing. He is dealing with meats, not fornication. Now then, many things in this physical world may be lawful for the Christian in his physical life, but are they expedient? Are they powerless? Or do they present burdens and bondage that otherwise would not be if these things were avoided altogether? There is then that principle of spiritual profit. Verse 12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. For something to be expedient means it is good and profitable. An expedient thing furthers one along his or her way and helps to bring them to the desired destination. So Paul would shed a lawful thing if it could become a burden in his life rather than a blessing, and if it brought little or no spiritual profit. It may be lawful, but not expedient. The principle of spiritual profit. Will this profit my spiritual life as I enjoy this physical thing? But then the principle of spiritual progress. Verse 12 continues, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. In no uncertain terms, Paul is announcing that even in areas of liberty and lawfulness, he would not surrender his progress in the Christian life. So, yes, Paul could eat meat, yea, all things offered unto idols and sold in the marketplace. He could eat and partake of them all. But what is this? If it becomes a burden or a bondage in his life, if Paul saw the potential for it to overcome him, to overpower him, he would gladly surrender his right that he might go on for the glory of God in an unhindered progress. So let me ask you today, dear listener, what principles are you living by? Do you emphasize spiritual profit and spiritual progress in your life? If you do, then you are truly enjoying Christian liberty. For God's children are free to love Him, serve Him, please Him, enjoy Him, follow Him, and represent Him all the days of their lives. And those who live with principles, who put spiritual profit and spiritual progress above these other things, are truly enjoying liberty in Christ. But now we look to verse 13. Here we are living with priorities. There are the necessities of life, meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. Again, a common phrase and philosophy of Corinthian living. Let us live in luxury. Let us indulge our bodies and satisfy our every appetite. Paul here simply mentions that meats are for the belly and the belly is for meats. This is a principle of necessity, and it extends, of course, much more beyond meat, but it is most natural and absolutely necessary that we partake of food in order to live. However, there is the right and proper use of food in the right and proper amounts and manner. I believe we could go on here and talk about money and pleasure, recreation, relaxation, and much more of these which are considered the necessities of life that often are overemphasized and indulged in. And when that happens, they become sinful hindrances to our spiritual profit and our spiritual progress. But at any rate, we move on. The priorities of life. Look at the rest of that verse. But God shall destroy both it and them. Paul brings into focus now the priorities of life. The truth is narrowed down. The truth is given an eternal perspective through which to view all things. Here, he says, your life, it needs meat. Your belly requires food. But having looked at your lives, having listened to your words, he now says, but God. God will destroy both the food and the stomach. God is going to do away with all these things which are so necessary in this life. He will render these bodily processes, these bodily functions, entirely idle and useless, no doubt, in that new and glorified body of the resurrection. So why should we place so much emphasis upon the physical appetites as we are so guilty of doing? Brethren, we should live according to spiritual priorities in eternal verities and maintain a heavenly perspective for both the body and the spirit. And then we find God's purpose and our spiritual lives. Our physical lives have been dealt with. Not all things that are lawful physically are expedient. And in areas of necessity, there should always be that remembrance for priority and giving the eternal things and the things of God greater value and greater virtue, knowing that in the end, God will have His way and His say will be final. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748, or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.